Good morning and welcome to Get Enlightened with me, Lauren Scott. We are here today with Porch Time with Paige.
Good morning, Lauren.
We need to put a trigger warning on this episode specifically because it has to do with cults. And I do not want anybody who is healing or triggered by this kind of conversation to not know before we talk about it because it is going to be kind of deep.
And I do have a tendency to trigger everyone.
She does. That's why you're on this.
It's because I say things other people think.
That's why I love you so bad. So we're talking about the cult of Mother God.
Yeah, Lauren made me watch this video.
I did because all of them. I think it's important. So where we live is a small southern town in Texas, right? So I guess we are going to be talking about not only the cult of Mother God, but I reached out to this guy, Stephen Hassan. I think I'm saying his name the right way.
Yeah, I think I've listened to him on some podcasts before.
Yes, he's a PhD. I want to say Harvard. I don't know exactly. Anyways, he is specifically known for being an expert on mind control and cults. He does TED Talks, and I was thinking about having him on the podcast. He said yes, but he was going to wait till the summer to do it. So we'll just see how this episode goes on whether we even want to, because he gave me some good tidbits on what a cult is, the three types of it, people that are involved in it.
That way you can be on the lookout.
Yeah, to see if you are, and if so, then
the better for you to get out of it
and try to heal.
Yeah.
But anyhow, in this small southern town, one of the things that we talked about with him. So first of all, let's say that
U-turn.
What a cult is. Yeah, let's start what a cult is. He says it's a system of religious veneration and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object. And it is a relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing. That's what that was, well, not only his, but also that's what it, when you Google it.
That's what Google said? Ergo, that's what we're going with?
So as I was discussing this, I was watching the show, that cult of Mother God, with that lady who, ooh, it was crazy. What did you think about that?
Well, I guess I want to backtrack to the definition. So it seems to me the definition is about worshiping a person instead of a set of ideologies. So
it can be both.
It can be
because
both.
Because veneration is to show a lot of respect for someone or something, especially something that is considered holy or important. So it can actually be both. Actually, one of the things that he said was cults, there are three kinds: religious cults, okay, political cults, and self-improvement cults.
Okay. So, yeah, I was wrong. Look at me. I said it. I don't know. So I guess Mother God just made me sad. Here is...
So that would be considered a spiritual cult.
Yeah.
And she...
I just think it reminds me of the QAnon, and I guess we're not going to... I've known a lot of friends, I guess this started right before COVID, and because that is, and I think it's a cult.
So that's funny that you say that, because that's what he's kind of known for, is being on the...
Yeah.
The conspiracy around him is thinking that the MAGAs are cults, and also that the new spiritual movements are considered cults, which if there's three types, both of those would be considered.
I think that they are, because I think Mother God is, if you watched it, she is both of them. So they start off in a cult of self-improvement, because don't they all come in a little bit broken?
If yeah, I'm they're remembering all this, they're all and broken and abused.
She said she's God, Mother God. And then she has all of these little minions. And then if you listen to them more and more, they're all QAnon. So it's kind of this big mix. You see my hand working as a mixer? So I'm mixing all these ideas together. And the thing that I took away from it was how absolutely broken everybody was.
Mental health and the drugs.
And yes. And then.
Which goes right into my biggest issue with the spirituality movement and the New Age movement.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Is those, I mean, there's extremists in everything, right? Which I think that's the reason why we have religious, political, and self-improvement.
Yeah.
Because you get, in anything that you do, you get an extremist behavior.
There is fringe, and the fringe ruins everything.
Yes. With the Mother God specifically, it was the admiration for a leader, them thinking that they were going to be taken by aliens, like that she was going to go up.
Yes.
And do aliens. And then the drug usage.
And then the silver. Control.
Yeah, which is the colloidal silver. I took that when I was going through chemo. And, you know, I mean, not like she did.
Did you turn blue and kill yourself?
No. And she died from anorexia.
And alcoholism.
And like the addiction.
Silver poisoning.
It was really crazy.
And I don't... I'm an empath, so I feel all these things for these people, and I want to heal them all. So you're watching this video, and you're listening to all of what, in my mind, I think is like absolutely crazy behavior. Yeah. It's absolutely nuts for me to think, but I'm not religious. Like, I'm an atheist, and I will tell people, even though people think it's a shameful thing that you're supposed to believe in something, but I do not believe in a higher power. But these people wanted to believe so badly that this woman is here to save them that they left their entire lives. They basically starved themselves because part of her journey to enlightenment was through starvation and anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drugs. There was like that weird, crazy orgy situation. And it's just so sad because they put themselves out there where they're all a little broken. And then they get more broken trying to find somebody. And then they end up breaking other people. And now, at the end of it, they all have QAnon podcasts.
You and the QAnon.
Look, a friend of mine, like, it broke her. And it hurt my heart to think that she actually believed the things. And when I asked her, how did you come to this? She said, well, I just did a lot of research. And I'm like, what research? Well, you have to look for it yourself. None of these things are real. Like you went down the crazy train and you started believing things that aren't real. And even if they have a kernel of truth in them, because most things do, it got spun out by somebody who was trying to manipulate you. And it ruined her brain in a way that made her paranoid and crazy and hurt her children in a way.
Well, one of the things that was brought up was the spiritual psychosis that comes with that, especially in those self-improvement.
Yeah.
And religious cults is the spiritual psychosis or the narcissism.
Because you start off thinking there's something wrong with you, right?
Yeah. Or you go in completely broken to somebody who's saying that they can heal you. They're going to make you up level to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, Scientology, Jehovah's
Witnesses. This is going to help you.
I mean, yeah. They're all the same. Even I hate saying this, but... I always think of even these big mega churches where you have this charismatic leader who's bringing them. But at the end of the day, it's just
a corporation who's trying to sell something.
Like,
they're selling the belief that if you keep coming back, you're going to be an okay person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess I come from the point where I went through all of my mental health struggles, and ultimately what made me believe, I believed in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one who was driving that train. I never got any positive maybe I'm also coming from a place of not understanding the need for somebody else to pull you out, because I always pulled myself out. But these people are getting misled by somebody who wants to make money, and they want to sell you something, and they want you, they want to
or for you to do something for them. In her case, they all worshiped her. They cleaned her house. They fed, and everything was about her. It was revolved around her and what she was wanting and doing. So, you know, that is something else that you notice in the charismatic leader. You know,
look at other people's intentions? And that's where I just...
But do you look at the person and say, okay, you're homeless. You have absolutely no family here. Like, why are they following her? I guess that's my biggest question. And like forever, I'm like, why would somebody follow somebody as a guru, quote unquote, or this enlightened person who doesn't have their shit together? I mean,
I think they don't even know that they don't. I think that's like the thing. And then if you, after watching the documentary, people who got out were the ones who had a moment of clarity and they could see this isn't healthy for me. That they can actually see how she was using them. But some of the other ones, I guess they're the true believers. Even when she died, and they still follow her.
I don't know. I think these charismatic leaders use that end of the world they use propaganda, whether it be aliens, end of the world.
But it's always like that. There's always
healing. There's, God.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's been my biggest thing. So I'm not a big circle person. You know, let's talk about labels, right?
Okay.
Labels. Because when I started doing the research on cults after watching Cults of Mother God, and then just talking to my different friends who have been Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormon or Scientologist, I've always been interested in learning about these different things. My mom, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but ever since I was a young kid, my mom was a therapist, and her specialty was child therapy, and she worked with kids that came from the Branch Davidian cult in Waco. She was one of the therapists on that. And she also worked with adults who had survived religious cult experiences that had multiple personality disorders and things like that. So as a kid, I remember going to her office and these kinds of conversations. So I think I've always been interested in what that brought. Let's fast forward. When I was in college at Denton, I've always been into meditation and enlightenment, quote unquote, whatever that is, because we have
the journey. I always think that that's true.
The journey of self-discovery, because I've just never really, I've always thought everything's kind of the same.
I just always
just put into different words, you know, as I've gotten older.
Yeah, it is true though.
And traveled, yeah. So when I was in college, there was a new age movement of this place. It's called the Deer Tribe. Have you heard of this?
No.
So the Deer Tribe is known, and y'all can look it up. I even have some sorority sisters that have spoken on it that survived it. It's known now as a sex cult, really. But at the time, it just gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I grew up with my grandparents being full-blooded Indian, so I've always wanted to respect, you know, the shamanism. And when I had started talking to my grandparents in college,
were they culturally appropriating other people's religions?
Yes. Well, they consider themselves like a Native American shamanism.
Which I have a friend who's like a medicine woman, and the things that she tells me, I've never experienced them, but I can't say that they aren't real.
I mean, I talk to a crow, so like I'm not here to judge anybody.
I talk to the wind.
And you know, I think I'm probably considered a witch by some because I like nature and work with all of the elements. I mean, labels, right?
Yeah.
So I had this big problem because I liked the whole meditation part of it, but As I got into it, my cousins were like, oh, our family had sued the guy that like brought it forth, that had tried to say that it came from the Lakota and Cherokee tribes and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then when I had the studio, I had somebody who wanted to carry that on. And I immediately said no, because my cousins were like, are you kidding me? You cannot have that at your studio. And, you know, anyways. So also known as a cult, anything that exploits you and your feelings in any kind of circle time can be considered a cult. So I don't do circle time. I guess I'm considered a solitaire.
I don't know what that means, but I pretty much dislike most people.
It's where they go and they talk about all of their problems, and then they try to heal each other. Then they try to heal each other through it. But this particular cult in particular has a lot of really weird things that you have to do, like steps, kind of like Scientology. Yeah. You know how like you have all these steps that you have to complete to be an enlightened shaman.
And then you get
shaman.
Beamed off of the planet.
And then you are, yeah, I mean, I didn't, sorry, I'm not a part of it, so I can't stay to do your own research on that one. But that is kind of what it reminded me of while I was watching this, was that particular instance when I was in Denton and I started doing the research on it.
No, it reminds me of any therapy where you go to a group. Any group therapy, if you're in your little circle and you're talking about your problems, and then somebody else tries to talk about their problems, and sometimes just some mutual understanding that you're not alone.
Yeah, I think that that's good.
I think
and
that's
I think
good.
If you resonate with that, that doesn't mean that you're in a cult.
No,
I think it's when
there
you
drugs
start.
Involved?
I don't know. I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wasn't a part of it. I do want to bring on my friend who she speaks on it like all the time. Because
I think
she
when they start
it,
trying to get to you to do things Hannah. You don't want to do, I think that's whenever it,
where it makes you uncomfortable.
It makes like, you uncomfortable.
Watching the cult of Mother God made me extremely uncomfortable.
Well, they completely isolated them from their whole homes. And then, okay, now I'm not going to say that, but... Well, and like the lady who went and she ran away, and then she was starting to feel really bad about herself. And then the next thing you know, she's being starved to death. And then she said something about her going to a pizza parlor because she was never allowed to eat. Like, those are warning signs.
Yeah, red flags.
Massive
red
control.
Flags.
Warning sign. If the people try to tell you you're a bad person, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
With the label situation, would we label everything as a cult?
I mean, not everything, I guess, because then what? You just throw everybody in a pile and say any religion? But I think there's...
self-help group,
I don't think that's true. I think there's, like, if you take it to the extreme... If your whole life becomes revolved around this self-help group and you can't see the negative in the self-help group, then I think that's a problem. When people try to point out to you how
and
maybe...
And you get defensive?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Triggered.
Yes. Because you need to have some kind of understanding that maybe what these people are telling me is a bunch of bullshit.
And I think that you can... You can resonate with something that somebody's saying without putting them on a pedestal like a guru.
Yeah, I don't do that to anybody. Mm. Like, I don't hero worship anyone.
At all.
At all. Because we are all humans and we are all fallible. Even people who are super rich, super famous, super this, super that, they're still people and they're still fallible. And that's why I'll take and listen to what they have to say. But I never worship anybody.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I guess I worship God, higher self, higher being.
I worship myself. I don't believe in that. So, I mean.
Well, I believe God is in with all of us. I don't really quite know if it's a man in the sky.
Yeah.
The way that
I
others
just try
think
to be a
is.
Nice person and go through life. And I try to share kindness, love, sarcasm. And then at the end of the day, we will live on within other people's memories.
Yeah.
That's
you
what
know,
I believe.
I think that's beautiful. That's how I live too. I mean, I'm not so extreme with anything. I guess like I kind of just find the things that work for me.
But you also can point out when maybe this isn't real because you think about it enough to say, I agree with this part of this, but not that part of that. So
one of my biggest things about like quote unquote circle time in the spiritual world is that I never really wanted to lead that because I think that a leader should help you. I wrote this down. This is what I said. Leaders don't heal. They lead you to heal yourself in healthy ways.
But aren't we circling back to where you're the one in control? You're the one healing yourself instead of allowing somebody else to heal you?
Yes. So for me to be like this guru type person, that has just never been my thing.
I don't even want to be somebody's best friend.
First of all, I don't like being around that many people's energy.
I'm not even kidding. Like, people are like, you're my best friend. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. Don't think that I'm going to be the one.
Oh, you're my best friend.
You BBFF forever. But there is something about it, because if you're somebody's guru, they think that you're going to solve their problems.
And we're not here to solve everybody's problems. No. We're not here to solve anybody's problems but our own.
Yeah, and you need to, and maybe your guru walks you through the path of solving it yourself.
Yes, I like to help. I like to help people who are starting their own businesses or like that kind of thing. That doesn't make me that's why life coach and business coach.
Yes.
It's hard for me to even coach. I like to coach you to make the right choices for your life and your business. I do not want to be your guru.
But they are separate.
Do not put me on a pedestal. Yeah. I'm the same as you. I've either done it before or we're doing it together.
Yeah. But see, I think a guru needs somebody. This is what somebody said.
So narcissism.
Yes. So they were talking about how does the preacher need to be there to help the congregation, or does the preacher need to be there because he needs the congregation to help him? This is where the difference is. Are you part of the base who's propping up somebody else, or is he helping you? I think it's a completely different kind of thing. But let's say this. I was even in a sorority, and I was go team. But the sorority I was in doesn't have any hazing. And I know people are like, but you need to be hazed. But I was always the one where I'm like, you're never going to treat me that way. So the thought of going into some kind of like cult where somebody's going to put me down so they can build me back up is not something I could ever be in.
Yeah. Agreed.
And maybe that's what circle time does.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, because I think that circle time, for kind of like what you said, I hate even saying that these circle times are even anything to do with it. But I think that in the spiritual world, those that are in it will understand what I'm saying. The circle times, you're either actually in a circle, like talking about each other's situations, or you have that one person who's like, let me help you because I've.
So this is what we're saying, that we can go back to. Is a congregation helping one person, or is one person helping the congregation?
Well, yes. And one of my friends talked about, Lauren, is it really a cult if... I'm trying to say it the way that they did it, and I don't think that I can possibly say it.
We can't do everyone justice.
Well, is it really a cult if it's not considered if there's not considered a leader?
But do you have a cult of, like, ideologies?
Well, then that's what I was going to say. You go right into, well, yeah, because, I mean.
So, okay.
It says it's a system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object or a relatively small group of people having beliefs or practices regarded as strange or a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing.
So
thing would still be the same as a person.
I heard this.
So would that be Buddhism? It would be considered as a cult? Because you're...
But can't you take everything to a bad point? If the cult is bad, if the cult is when you don't listen to anybody else tell you, if the cult is I'm not going to listen to any criticism on any of these things, mm-hmm. because
is that when you think that it's, or is that when we think that it's considered quote unquote a cult? When it
is it abjectly harmful to you, but you do it anyway?
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. So I listened to these podcasts, and one of them was talking about there's like a sniff test to see if people are actually critically thinking about their political beliefs,
mm-hmm.
or is it just a canned response? So basically, you can be a cult in any political party. If I ask your one view on one thing, and from that one view, I can dictate all the other views that you're going to have on that one side.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're in a cult probably, mm-hmm. because you haven't thought about it. But if you actually think about all the things, you can see how both sides
mm-hmm.
have value. And maybe even saying, I can look at the other side of the aisle and I can say, I don't particularly agree with your perspective. However, I can acknowledge the fact that you have the right to say that because it is coming from a logical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the ability to do that, you're probably in a cult because you don't even think the other person's view has a right to exist.
Mm, I like that. That's deep and... Right?
See, when I talk to the wind, this is what we talk about.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was so worried about opening, this is circling back to the small southern town.
Yes.
There's one quote-unquote mega church, you know what I mean, out here that everybody goes to, and it says we attract the broken or
broken people. Yeah.
And when I opened up the yoga studio, I was so worried because we were putting Crystal Store with it and just people's generalized vision of yoga, especially not ever having a yoga studio out here, that they would think of it as evil.
It's very myopic.
I will tell you that me and my partner at the time worked very, very, very hard to separate the two and to make it, this is about yoga. We also had people that came in and taught different things. And if you wanted to go to those kinds of retreats and learn, you were open to. But the Wellness Center was really directed towards a light of whatever you wanted. And at that time, I think we did a very, very good job. And it was not a cult. And it was none of that. But I will tell you.
It was very mass market. And that's what you need to be if you are in the kind of environment we're here now. I'm not saying that the other things cannot coexist.
But people still, to this day, will still think that yoga or yoga studios or anything that they do not understand, they label it as a cult.
It's a lack of comprehension. And you know what? You could have a cult. Bikram had a cult. There was a cult of Bikram, and Bikram would violate people. And that's why they don't call it Bikram yoga anymore, and that's why they call it hot yoga.
Yeah, speaking of cults, that's one of the things that we talked about with Heather.
So is everything can be taken to the dark place,
mm-hmm.
right? You just have to, while you're there, if you're walking that path and somebody gives you some kind of hinky feeling, you need to listen to your hinky feeling because they're probably grooming you in some kind of way to get what they want from you. And you can't walk into anything thinking this is going to be perfectly safe because you see all of these hippy-dippy weirdos, which probably I am one too, and you think, well, they're safe. They're not going to judge me for my weird beliefs. Yeah, they fucking will too. They will. And they're going to take advantage of you too. And they're probably going to guide you down another weird path. And you just have to be mindful because everything can go bad.
Yeah.
There's my life lessons.
Life lessons.
If you want to know what goes on in my, everything can fuck up. Ball of flames.
Well, here, let's switch this up. Well, then would a coven be considered a cult?
If you take it bad, if you only worship,
If one person has one voice, if the whole group has one voice and nobody else's voice is allowed to be spoken, then yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Because if one person takes control and everybody else has to be blindly obedient to that one person or else you're excommunicated, I think so.
Mm.
I mean, look around. Look at all of those things. There are purity tests everywhere. And if you're in a group that makes you pass a purity test to be able to be in that group, you're probably in a cult.
Mm.
Mic drop.
Well, I hope that nobody thinks that I ever started a cult with the studio. And I don't think that they do, but...
If you ever went to the place, then you would know it wasn't you. Because if you took the time like you said you did, and I went in there and I saw it, mm-hmm. you would have known.
Yeah.
That you made a conscious effort to make it mass marketable. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to manipulate people. You were like, hey.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think that we did really do a very good job on that.
You did. And
it was that way when I walked away. So, you know,
whatever happens afterwards is none of your concern.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with you.
And I cut myself off from the spiritual world out here, not because that they were a cult, but because I needed to heal and I just wanted to step away and focus on my family. And then the whole world shut down a few weeks later and that I got to do exactly that. It wasn't anything towards anybody personally or even thinking of anything negatively like that. It had more to do with, you know, myself. But I do remember crying to my husband, like, oh, my God, people think that this is evil, you know,
don't understand.
Well, that's where I get with the labels, because, you know, it's just like people call me a witch because I like to work with the elements of earth, air, fire, and water.
Dude,
and
I had
because
somebody,
I do Reiki or because I, you know what I mean? And it's not that. I mean, yeah, I'm now friends with my little pet crow, but hey, does it make me a witch? I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. I actually wear that badge.
Yeah, none of it matters.
Because everybody that knows me knows that I'm a good witch.
Yes. And that's all that matters. You know, I had somebody who, maybe she's a friend, I don't know. She told another friend of mine not to go to my yoga class because I'm a liberal and we spew liberal ideology during my yoga class. And I was like, clearly, one, you've never been there. And two, what am I doing? Inhale, exhale, universal healthcare.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I'm like, she is probably in a cult if she can't even acknowledge the fact that my views have the right to exist
mm-hmm.
while I'm teaching people a basic stretching class with breath to movement. Because, I mean, I teach in an even smaller town than wherever you live, and there's absolutely no way possible I could talk about Patanjali in my class because people would not understand.
Yeah.
They cannot grasp the concept, and I mean that in the most loving way possible.
Well, people just...
They see the world how they see it.
Yeah, and that's okay. Let it resonate with with whatever goes on with them. I don't think either you or I sit here judging people on what they choose or what they don't choose. I just know that the reason why I wanted to jump on with this was because it was so put out there. And I'm seeing the word cult all over Netflix. They're calling the schools, which I'm having a girl – on here, guys, a friend of mine will be on here who went to school, the same school as Paris Hilton,
woo-woo,
to talk about that considered cult and her experience with that. And so, you know, it's such a broad term and a broad
just
label.
Just like narcissist, where everybody's a narcissist.
Everybody's
a sociopath.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like old school, where I'm like, you were a bitch. You're an asshole. Now you're a narcissist and a sociopath.
Yeah. So when do we when do we stop with the labels and just call it for what it is?
I always do that.
I mean, me too.
But I mean, what is the mainstream? What do you want? Clicks and likes?
Although I do have PTSD. Well, according to my therapist,
thank goodness,
I have PTSD from narcissistic abuse.
But you probably do.
Not with my husband, just so we all know that. With my husband.
That's not our trigger warning here.
Yeah. It's more of, as I've seen the kind of people I attract, because I'm very empathetic and I'm very strong, and I do have narcissistic tendencies. I do not have narcissistic personality disorder. My therapist has always said that, been through all of the tests, no borderline personality here.
Woo-hoo!
But I do have narcissistic tendencies, which goes hand in hand with somebody who has a very strong personality and a good salesperson.
Is it not though, like...
And I have high self-confidence.
That's the reason why you are successful?
So, labels? Right?
I don't believe in that though. I don't. Like, I really, like, I find it so, like, and even this has been years where everybody throws out the narcissist word, where I'm just like, but what, maybe they're just a dick.
Maybe they just have some problems.
Yeah, maybe they just have some problems. Maybe we don't have to go to, like, what is the medical board?
The checklist of what passes and what doesn't.
Right. So, and I don't know what makes you a narcissist, but I think that if you are successful in a way where you believe in yourself more than anybody else, does that not check somewhere down the line on a lot of mental health things?
Oh, yeah.
So I think if you throw that word around, it makes it worth nothing.
Another mic drop moment by Paige.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here for the life lessons, not a guru. I'm never going to be your best friend, but I will be a friend. Maybe an acquaintance.
And she might even
answer
your phone. I
might even let you follow my Instagram.
Hey, anybody's experiences either. We're not here to downplay. This is Enlightened Conversations because we're having a conversation on the truth and
I did
the
tell
pinpoints
a friend,
of it.
Truth is, I know maybe you think I'm a judgy twat, but I cannot live my life. I don't know what other people's experiences are. And I've told this to my friend actually yesterday, where I was like, look, you live your life. You have your experiences. You know what you saw. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I lived my own life. And that's how I came up with the way I think of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You think of the world through your experiences. So I really am not judgmental. I just want everybody not to be so quick to call things cults or a narcissist or a sociopath or whatever, because I think it does kind of diminish the actual power of the word.
I love that. I love the way that you just said that. I don't really even need to add anything to it because I think that that's, I mean, you are on top of your shit today, Paige.
And it's all that talking to the wind. Like, I literally do that. I get mad and I talk to the wind. And then I work it out and the wind talks back to me. Shh, it's okay.
Well, world, I hope you liked our whole talk. The mother god and having Paige watch it too.
Yeah. Text message after, but I did it because I love you.
I was going to have Gabrielle on, but she actually did a podcast. It's gone completely viral. So if you want to hear her story, go on over. Who is it with?
Soft White Underbelly.
Soft White Underbelly. You can go hear her story about her situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, I never watch TV. It's just not a thing I like to do, or Netflix, but I did it for Lauren, and that is love.
Well, it was just so wild to me. Like,
dude, I was fucking depressing.
And there was another one that we're going to talk about with another friend of ours, Kaylee, who grew up in Rwanda as a missionary.
Yeah.
Is that the missionary lady that...
Poor lady.
God, what was that called? What was that one called? That was another one that we watched.
I don't think I ever watched that one, but I was told to.
And that one, you know...
There's a lot of things to unpack there.
There is. We're going to have to do a whole nother podcast on that one. But at the time, you know, I'm seeing all these cult shows and this label out there. And I just wanted to jump on here and really talk about it because I do know how that label affected me when I was trying to open up the yoga studio. And I think that it's important for, you know, people to understand that sometimes it's just labels and sometimes it's not. And if it's not, there are resources out there to help you. There are so many resources, because I do know that some of those cults get really, really bad. And, you know, again, not to downplay anybody's, whether they're.
No, and.
Their stories in it. But if you feel that you are in a cult, please know that there are resources and places to get help. I will link on here, obviously.
Oh, magic.
some places just in case. And just know that, you know, you are strong.
We love you.
We love you. People love you.
You can do it all by yourself.
You can do it. And while we're out there talking about
them,
I'm going to go back to leaders don't heal. They lead you to heal yourself in healthy ways. There's my mic drop.
Boom.
Boom. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Get Enlightened with me.
High five.
Lauren Scott and Paige.
Woo woo. Thanks for having me. Love you, Lauren.
Love you, girl. Bye. See y'all next week.
Bye. Peace out.